What's up, Kings? Before we get into it, we have a super fun episode today, but I have to apologize. Allie's cam is missing from our files. We have fired our producer, and we have cut his pay, and everybody comment, the producer sucks. Thank you. Also, I'm obligated to tell you by our legal team that it was not the producer's fault. So disregard everything I said. But also still, the camera is missing. So sorry.
Hi, and welcome to the See You Later podcast. I'm Allie.
I'm Scott.
Yeah, and Cam's back there like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain producing the show. So
but shout cuter. Out Cam.
He's cuter than the Wizard. I don't remember what the Wizard of Oz looked like.
It wasn't the big scary like robot face with the fog around him.
You know, I didn't watch a lot of movies growing up. Oh. I don't know that I ever got to that point.
Yeah.
The monkeys and that, you know, like the flying monkeys
mm-hmm.
scared me.
Scared me. The black and white scared me.
The black and white part just of it scared yes. you? Speak on that a little bit. You love movies. Why you don't like black and white movies? Scary.
It just implies something. You know what I mean? I don't know what it implies, but.
You just want a life full of color.
Exactly.
That's what it is. All right. Well.
We got a lot of fun segments today. We're trying out some new segments.
Okay.
But let's do some old segments first.
You want an old segment first?
Yeah. We'll do our questions.
Oh, wait. Do you want me to wait, who read them last?
I think I read them last. If you want to read them.
I want to read them.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you to people who submitted questions to us, whether you texted us, emailed us, sent a DM. That was really cool of you. Also, people don't seem to want their names read on the internet, and I respect that sense of anonymity. So, perfect. So Kyler Swanson wrote...
Kyler?
I don't pick people's names.
Fake ass name.
Is it a fake name?
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck? Okay. Would you rather poop yourself mid-set or have the microphone go out for the whole set? This one feels targeted at me.
Yeah, because you had your microphone go out.
I did have my microphone
go out.
And
you pooped yourself that one time.
I have never pooped myself on stage. Yeah, I'm very proud of that.
She's lying.
I have shit myself 3 separate times at Cracker Barrel.
Really?
Yeah.
Three separate times.
Yeah.
Well, what do you consider shitting yourself?
Well, I guess the first time I did it wasn't shitting myself, but I was 10 years old and we were somewhere in bumfuck Texas and I had fried okra.
Yep.
And then my parents had to pull over on the interstate for me to take a dump on the side of the interstate. And truck drivers went as I pooped and my mom was like, "Nobody can see you." And I was like, they honked at me. I know they can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other 2 times, full in the pants.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it.
Because you and I have a little bit of a debate.
We do have a debate going about what it means to shit your pants.
Right. Because I think shitting your pants is.
I hate this.
It has to touch underwear. But if it's just down and like in the cheek still.
Okay. Not everybody has as much cheek as you.
I think most people have had it to where it's like. It's an emergency.
If it's captured
it's
by
like,
the cheek, you're like, that's not shitting
exactly.
yourself.
Exactly. If you don't have to like, if you don't have to throw away the underwear, you're good. That's not shitting yourself.
I feel like you should throw away your underwear if it came in that close proximity to it. Let's
it's
move
always
on.
In
okay,
that close.
Would I rather shit myself mid-set or have my microphone go out mid-set? I survived my microphone going out mid-set.
Right.
I'm going to pick that one.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty easy one.
Thanks, Kyler.
Dumbass question. Never listen again. Actually,
that's so hateful. That's so hateful. Okay. Another question is, what is the worst job you've ever had before comedy? Or is comedy your worst job? You need to hurry up is what you
I
need.
Know.
I'm just kidding.
I've had quite a few jobs and they've all been like kind of equally bad. One time I had to change, I had to go to my uncle's house and we had to like tear up like the, it was like flower beds on the side of the driveway, but they lived on the island on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really flower beds. It was just like rocks in sand.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to get up all the sand and just put rocks down. And that took like 2 days, I think.
Was that a punishment?
No.
It feels like a punishment.
2 days, but it felt like 2 months. Like I was sobbing, crying.
You
like,
were sobbing?
I was pissed.
The sand
just gets everywhere. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
I was like, rocks are just big sand.
How old
sand.
Were you?
15. I don't
you
know.
You were sobbing when you
no,
were 15
I don't know. I think
doing
I was
that?
Like,
no, this
I think I was
much.
Like 13.
Still too old to be doing that.
The sand just kept getting everywhere. You know?
Nice. I used to work at a place called Aardvark Glass in Norfolk, Virginia. And I went there initially because like I'm really into like glass art and Chihuly. Shout out Chihuly. And it was actually it was like a bong shop.
Mm.
Like they sold bongs and like rigs and things like that for people to smoke marijuana and different things out of. Well, they were only, I don't know. The thing I hated about it was that cops would come in all the time and try to trick you into saying that it was for that. And like they'd be like, like trying to trick you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they'd be like dressed really lame, but like thinking they're dressing cool and hip, and they'd be like, ha, like
they'd have like knee length basketball shorts.
I'm trying to buy a pound. Where can I get a pound of whatever? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm making $10 an hour, which at the time was the most I'd ever made in my life.
Yeah, that's a lot for, when was this?
Why do you talk like I'm like telling
when
you a
it?
Story from the 80s.
When was it?
It was 2015.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wait, no, it wasn't.
Okay. Why not?
You were a nurse by then.
I was not a nurse in 2015. I became a nurse in 2018.
But you're on your seventh year.
And it's 2025.
Oof. Quick math for
you guys.
Big
math guy.
Quick math for you guys.
Okay, no. I was there in 2015. Anyway, no, they would come in and they'd have like backwards hats and like, I don't know, like t-shirts with like dumb stuff on it. And you could tell right away. You're like, that's a cop. Yeah. And I don't know. It just was stupid. They'd be like, so you can smoke drugs out of this? And I'm like, no,
you can smoke
just,
drugs out of anything.
You could, yeah. What are we talking about? Don't go to the grocery store and buy an apple because you could also do it out of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was probably my worst job.
You didn't have fun talking to the cops all the time?
I never had fun talking to the cops because it just always felt like they were trying to get you.
Yeah.
And like they never did just because I never broke. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it just felt like a burden. It was like just.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I had an instance. I worked at Whataburger where. A guy came in and he paid with counterfeit bills.
Oh no. Like, and were they good? Like, were they tricky?
I don't know. I was in the back. But Cameron, can you pull up? I need three separate images. Okay. So three separate tabs. One of a Toyota 86.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. It's Scion FRS Subaru BRZ. Yeah.
I like that Cam has his comfy socks on. Don't flip me off.
Bro's comfy as hell right now. All right, so pull up. See how many of these images you can fit onto the screen.
Okay, so give us a little backstory again.
Yeah, so he came in and he paid with counterfeit bills, and they didn't know what kind of car he was driving to, like, call the police. And so they called me in because they knew that I kind of liked, like, cars and stuff.
Okay.
And so they showed me security camera footage, and it was, like, you know, grainy.
Oh, and they
were
like, identify this
car.
Like,
identify the car.
Okay.
And so this right now is a Toyota 86. Show the Subaru BRZ. Okay, so you see how it's exactly the same car? Go ahead and show me the Scion FRS. Okay, you see how it's exactly the same car?
Yeah. Oh, those are like...
I mean, like, they're literally like... I think all the companies the are same. Like intertwined, okay. Yeah, and they kind of just like share.
Well, Scion and Toyota are the same, right?
Maybe. I'm not too familiar with it. But
they are.
Like,
I just was trying to be cool.
They are?
I mean, it's like Lexus, right? Like... Lexus, Scion, Toyota, all.
I really don't know.
Okay. I'm just like a big car guy.
Okay.
So.
And so what I said, I was like, okay, that's either a Toyota 86, Scion FRS, or Subaru BRZ. And they said, fake car guy. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Get out of here. We need something more certain than that. And I was like, no, what you don't understand. And they're like, no, get out of my office.
Did you not pull up the tabs like you just had Cam?
I said, all right, fine. Fuck you. Like, I'm glad you got the counterfeit bills, bitch. I'll cut the bitch part, but. I was mad at them. And that's probably the worst.
What do you think the anger was? Was it like you just felt misunderstood because you're like, I actually know cars so well that I can tell you the different types of makes and models that this looks like, and you're underappreciated for that?
It wasn't that. It was that they, if they would have just listened to me for 15 more seconds, they could have gotten the answer they wanted.
How many times has that happened in your life where if people
all of the time? Every time.
Hey.
Picture me talking.
Yeah.
Then.
Always.
It happened then. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You deserve better.
Thank you. All right. Do we have any more questions?
Yeah. There was one last question. It says, what is the worst? Oh, no. That was that one I just read. I'm sorry. What's the weirdest venue you've ever performed at?
I haven't performed at that many venues.
I know one probably the weird UC. One that you did. Okay. Really?
I mean, it's not
you
weird.
You performed at a lumber store.
Yeah, I guess that's weird.
Or
yeah.
Not even a store. It was like a warehouse.
Yeah.
And there was like 80 people.
Big ass trees too.
Yeah, it was like live slabs.
Yeah, it was.
It was sick.
But they weren't live.
I mean, I thought that's what they call it though.
Oh, I don't know.
When it's like the, pull up live slabs.
Google live slabs.
Shout out Tropical American Timber for letting
No
us...
free sponsorships. Let's bleep that. Okay.
Oh. No, it was a cool venue. It was a
super cool venue. I'm sure you could get a badass table from that business too.
You think so?
Yeah. Don't they make the big badass tables? Oh, they do call them live slabs.
Oh, can we click one? Oh my God. Oh, these are cool. Okay, like click this. Like that's sick.
And that's only
live edge wood slabs. I'm sorry about that.
How tall is 122 inches? 10 feet?
Cameron.
10 feet. I got it. 10 feet.
10 feet, 2 inches.
Yeah. The ones that they had in that thing, they were like...
They were like 20 feet.
20, 25
feet. They were
huge.
Feet.
It was gigantic.
Lame.
I hate that one.
No.
Lame. Go to this one on the left. That's a cool one.
Acacia slab?
Acacia. That's my favorite wood in Minecraft.
Is it?
Look up acacia wood in Minecraft. It leaves this perfect like red...
Poor Cam.
This like red finish. A-C-A-C-I-A.
Great spelling.
Thank you. Minecraft.
Oh my goodness.
And it creates like a really unique
Minecraft-y.
You know, tree shape. Yeah, I fucking
wow.
love. I fucking love acacia wood
like
in Minecraft.
Like this?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. we don't just
You got
time
me crafting recently, so now I'm in it.
Yeah, Allie crafted with me the other day.
I did poorly. I did panic whenever there was water.
You're learning. The swimming mechanics are hard. You got to press a lot of buttons.
You have been showing everybody the impression of me as soon as my little guy hit water. Do you want to?
Yeah, we were in a cave and water came in. And then when water is on you, you drown. So like Allie saw that she was drowning and she panicked. And she this is her the second she touches water.
My character in Minecraft, not me in real life.
No,
but
also her in real life.
That's not
I think
true.
At one point you let go of your keyboard and you were like, eh.
Oh, you're saying I also panicked in real life.
Yes.
I thought you were saying I couldn't swim. I was
no,
like,
no. I know you can swim. Yeah.
Damn. Okay. I was all pretty right. defensive of that. I think one of the weirdest venues, I think I have two. One of them was a lingerie store in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
It was a really cool show, really cool audience. Shout out Daisy Tackett for putting on neato shows. It was just weird, like all the, it was a lot of boobers, a lot of thongs
yeah.
around me.
The mannequins for a lingerie store are different than mannequins for other stores.
Tell me about that.
Bustier.
Bustier?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
No, that's fair.
I like to think that there's like two separate factories, you know?
Yeah.
And I like to think that if you worked for the supplier and that you were like getting your assignment, you either got busty or not.
Which one would you want to do?
Busty.
Okay, big mannequin booby guy.
Yeah.
Sick. Love that for you. I think runner up for weirdest venues would have to be the Cuban restaurant in, where were we?
It wasn't Hawthorne. Oh, McClenny.
McClenny, Florida, which shout out Sean Steele. You pay your performers very well. And considering the circumstances, I don't even know how you paid us because there was only six people there. And one of those six people was an 8-year-old child.
Yeah.
And I did 20 something minutes And I think I gave 5 of those to the little girl because I didn't want to say anything crazy. So I just kept being like, you got a joke, little girl?
And she would run up and do jokes.
And then she would run up and she'd be like, Helen Keller was deaf and blind. And I'm like, that's actually not super kind.
Yeah.
And then her parents came out and they're like, make her say the F word. And I was like, no. And they were like, she's cool. And I was like, that's awful.
Yeah.
Like, or I think it was just her dad. It was his weekend. Yeah. They were definitely divorced. Yeah. You could tell he was not doing
but
a good
job.
But
he's the fun parent.
I don't know that he was the fun parent. I think he was the worst parent.
And nobody like came for the comedy, did they?
No.
It was just a restaurant that was the size of this room.
Right.
And people were just like, oh, there's people talking at me.
It was wild. It was wild.
Yeah.
And
we drove.
One man threatened to kill me during the set. Remember that?
Yes. Yes.
Which was weird because I didn't say anything controversial to him. And I just was talking and he was like, I could kill you if I wanted to.
Yeah.
And I was like, please don't. Please don't.
Yeah, so, that was weird.
Yeah.
We drove pretty far away for that. It was like an hour and a half out of the way.
Yeah, I think it was like a 3-hour round trip to perform for 5.5 people.
Awesome. And that's why we're successful comedians, you know? It's just like we just like put the work in and then we get the results out. That's really the important thing is stick to your dreams and keep grinding, kings.
Keep grinding, kings, or whatever he just said.
Speaking of grinding, are we done with the questions?
I think we are done with the questions.
All right, I got a new segment. Do you know that Aubrey Graham, Mr. Drake? I know him as Aubrey, but Drake sponsors stake.us, the gambling website.
Oh my God, I don't know why when you said that, I thought you were talking about like Omaha Steaks where they like mail you ribeyes. Steak? Oh, yeah. Oh, you used to play that where you would gamble online.
Well,
with the
thing is that they give you a free dollar every day to gamble. And so this is my new segment, seeing how far we can take our dollar.
Are you?
So we're going to play blackjack. We have $1 in the account. And I do not condone gambling. We're using a free dollar right now.
It's not a free dollar.
It is a free dollar. I'm not paying anything for it. Go max bet there. Let's do the full dollar. Yeah, you have to type it. Or should we do one hand and then see if we can like... Should we like build it up every week and see how big
the account can get? Are we supporting Drake right now?
We're not. I'm stealing his free dollar and I'm gambling it.
Kind of feels like
it. I don't support Drake. I don't support gambling. All right. I wish I could double here, but we can't.
Okay. Why?
Because we're showing we have 9 and the dealer has 5.
Okay.
So we have to hit here. 15. We're going to stand here, honestly.
Okay. He's staying on 15. Standing on 15.
And there we
go.
Alrighty,
folks. We've doubled our money.
Thank you very much. Doubled our money.
And we should quit.
We're grinding. We're going to quit. Next week, we'll come back with the $2 and see what we can do.
That's really sick.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No. We don't have to spend too long on gambling. I don't support gambling. I don't support...
You do support gambling.
No, honestly, I don't. I love gambling.
Can we talk about what you want to do when we go to Vegas?
Yes, I have a video idea. Because we're going to Vegas for the World Series of Comedy that I'm performing in.
He is. We're very excited for him.
But the thing is that I don't have any money. So my awesome, cool video idea is I'm going to go donate plasma.
And you get paid for it.
And I get paid for it. And I'm going to take the plasma money.
The plasma money. And he's going to take his plasma money.
And I'm going to go gamble it.
Okay, but can we also talk about the fact that you just found... So he keeps getting these ads. And because he keeps talking about it so much, I keep getting the ads too. And it's like, get $750. But then it has like... Oh, fuck. It has like an asterisk beside it.
Yeah.
And then you find out if you click it, which I've been trying to encourage him to read the fine print on this, which he has not. If you click it, it says like you can get up to $750 if you donate every single week for 4 weeks at this one specific plasma center. And so he was like, I'm going to go donate tomorrow. And then I'll get paid $750. I will get that. I will go to Las Vegas and then I'm going to gamble it, and we're gonna do a segment about that. And I keep telling him, you're not gonna get $750 for one time. How do you feel about that?
I feel like they should be tried and prosecuted, and they need to lock the whole company up.
Perfect.
Still gonna do it,
because but I think, not for $750.
Yeah, correct. Because I think it'd be a good video, fun.
Are you scared?
I am pretty scared. Yeah.
Tell me about the scared.
I donated blood one time when I was.
You had to have been 18.
I was not 18.
I thought you have to be 18 to donate blood. Did you have your parents' permission?
Yeah, my parent with yeah.
Look that up.
They have drive at school. They have a blood drive at high schools.
Yeah, but I thought it was for the seniors that were 18 and up. Mm-mm. Go ahead and look that up, because you can't consent if you're less than 18. You can assent, but you have to have your parents.
I guess maybe at the school you did have to have your parents' permission, and I think I had my parent with me, so it. Yeah, I'm sure that my parents.
Your dad loves donating.
My dad loves donating blood.
Which, like, shout out.
But I went, and I'm like a little Daddy bit of a Chatty. Hypochondriac.
You're what?
A little bit of a hypochondriac.
A little bit?
Yeah. And so you have to take, like, the little survey questions. And it was like, and I'm like 10 to 12 years old right now.
There's no way you donated when you were 10 to 12 years old. I'm
13,
telling you.
Maybe 14, maybe. No.
How old is
I
it?
I was young.
He
dude.
Looked it up. He looked it up. Cameron. No, you were
close to 18. Dude, I was in middle school. I swear to God.
No.
I swear to God, because I went and told my health
teacher.
You
can donate blood under the age of 18 in most states if you were 16 or 17 with parental consent, meeting certain weight and health requirements. Can you type in Florida? Because I know you were in Florida. Florida.
Dude, you know
what? If you're 16 or 17, so you're not 10 or 12.
My life is
a blur.
I don't think I exist. You know what I mean?
Okay, so let's do it again.
I remember going to my middle school health teacher and telling her about it.
Hey, Bubba.
And I know memories can get made up. You know what I mean? I get that part of it.
And this is one of them.
It just, if that's true, then what
you
else am I making up?
You signed a minor consent form when you were either 16 or 17. Now continue the
what
story.
What else am I making up? I mean, we've proven the story is not going to be true anyways, so.
So it's a fake story?
All right, here's this fake memory that I invented. You guys ready for this?
Go ahead.
I'm a hypochondriac, and I got scared of the questions that they were asking. It was like, do you have HIV? And I was like, I don't know. Do I? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Completely a virgin, you know, like.
You're worried about that now. I don't know why that's a fake story now, just because the age changed.
Yeah.
You're
it was
age
like,
now and still
it was like,
worry
have
about
you
it.
Ever, like, had anal sex with a man
it just,
even
that's
once?
That's not how they ask it.
It said anal sex. Even once.
I think it says, have you ever had sexual contact with a man?
It no, doesn't. Cause, no, because it doesn't. It's not exclusive to men. You can have anal sex with a woman, and it said anal sex even once. Or the memory that I'm making up, it said that.
And
but Cameron remembers it too.
And you were worried that somebody might have done.
And I was like, I don't know, maybe. Did I? You know what I mean?
This is awful.
I don't know. I get real worried. I just don't like when they ask the questions because, like, it makes me second guess myself.
I think I should back up a little bit because there was a long time I could not donate blood, not because of anal, but because of. I got a letter in the mail when I was like 8 or 9 years old telling me that I was banned from donating blood mm-hmm. to a certain I think it was Life South because of where I lived in Europe from like one time period to another because of the issue they were having with mad cow disease.
Yeah,
but they didn't say that outright, so then I asked my parents if I had HIV and they were like, we don't think so. They weren't clear about it. They were like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't think so.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So I've only recently been able to donate blood, and every time I go, I don't give them enough. And they're like,
ugh. Why not?
They tell me that my veins are small and that they can't juice me quick enough. And like, you have to donate a certain amount of volume in a certain amount of time.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of drama.
I passed out. Or I almost passed out when I donated blood that one time.
Why? I'm not saying like why, like that never happens. I'm saying like what part of it?
At the very end, honestly, I just think I was like low on blood. You know what I mean?
That's not how that works.
Because they got finished and they're like, all right, you ready to go? And I stood up and they're like, how do you feel? And I said, good. And then I got lightheaded and had to sit down. So like the needle didn't bother me. Seeing the blood didn't bother me because I was looking at it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Just at the end when I was ready to get up and go.
Maybe a little bit of orthostatic hypotension.
That's what I was thinking is orthostatic hypertension. Yeah.
Hypo.
Fuck.
Sorry.
So plasma, I don't know how it's going to be. I'm trying to get rich.
Look up what gauge. Whoa, that was really loud.
I don't care about the needle.
I want to know what gauge needle they typically use for plasma donations.
It's going to be 12.
That would be huge. That would be a garden hose.
I know.
That would be like.
I know.
Holy cannoli.
We'll get it done quicker.
I want to know. Let's see.
What's your guess?
I bet it's 14 to 16. What is it?
That's not that much smaller.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Cameron?
For blood donation. No.
For
plasma.
16 gauge. For plasma? Mm-hmm. You'll be fine.
That doesn't feel that much smaller.
It is.
Okay.
Do you want to pull it up?
Yeah.
Can you pull up? Can you show us the difference between a 12 gauge needle versus a 16 gauge needle? Or maybe just like show us a chart with like
needle size charts.
Okay. So look, you're talking about, so this is a 16 gauge.
Yeah.
That's a thick boy.
That is a thick boy.
I don't know if you can see, 12 gauge is not even on this chart because like that, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be like an IO gun. I don't know. But yeah, that's.
So it feels very ambiguous because the 15 gauge is only 1/1000th of an inch bigger than the 16, but the 14 is it's 7/1000th of an inch bigger. Fuck it. You know what I mean? It's not consistent sizing is what I'm saying. And that's interesting.
All I'm saying is I think it would be intense.
Yeah. All right, no, I agree. But like I take pain really well and like I'm like a like
no,
a trooper.
He does not. Really quick, I have to roast your weenie on this one. So okay. Sorry. One time Scott messed up his whole foot when we went hiking and he needed his toenail fixed, right?
Yeah, like dug out of my, yeah.
It was bad. It was really, really bad. And he was like, go ahead and just help me do it. And we put some numbing spray on him. And I'm not saying like just me. Cameron had to help hold Scott down so I could spray the numbing spray on him. And he screamed and said, this is the worst day of my life. I can't go on. I never want to do this again. And we had not gotten to like any part of it yet.
Yeah.
So
it was the worst day of my life.
Was it?
It was cold.
You cried.
I did cry. It hurt really, really bad.
And you said, you've traumatized me and I don't know how I will overcome this.
Yeah. And I don't know if I have.
I'm really sorry that that happened. Sorry.
For the audio listeners, she just mouthed, no, I'm not.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to move on to the next segment?
Sure.
You want to do the new segment or do you want to do the old segment?
Up to you.
Let's just do the old segment. Our viral, cool screenplay writing segment.
Yeah.
From last week. That's viral and cool.
Is it viral?
It was viral. Like millions of people liked it.
That's not true.
And they all texted me.
I think 20 people liked it.
And they were like, write more.
3,000 people watched it.
Do more screenplays. Mm-hmm. So Cameron, do you want to pull up the coming of age movie poster? This is my brand new movie. And you guys know the drill. I have screenplays once again.
Oh, gosh.
And so.
Do I get one?
Yeah. And so this is for a coming of age movie.
Do I get to read ahead?
It's in Surprise for Pod. So this is my
coming of age, a coming of age story about a high schooler who got bullied every year.
So I'm going to talk to the design guy for these movie posters. These are just rough drafts, really.
Why?
But look at him. He looks so sad. He's getting bullied. And this is just a coming of age. It's just a classic coming of age movie.
Called Coming of Age. And then a coming of age story about a high schooler who got bullied every year.
Yep.
Okay.
And so there's two characters. There's Mark and there's Mark 2.
Okay.
They're friends.
Yeah.
And this is act 3 of the movie. Everything's all done. And they are sitting in a car looking over a cliffside.
Did you review this?
Looking over the beautiful cityscape. And they're just talking. They just graduated high school.
So then he's not a high schooler.
Act 3 of the movie. Which means it's over. All right.
All right.
Let's focus up here, okay?
Can I go? Who am I?
Who do you want to be?
I don't care.
The guy with more or less lines?
Don't care.
All right, I'm going to give you the more lines. You're going to be Mark and I'll be... No. I'll be Mark and you be Mark too, okay?
Okay.
What? And don't talk about my grammar. All right.
It's really hard not to.
It's a rough draft, and you gotta stay in character.
Okay, I'm gonna stay in character.
All right, you ready for this?
I'm Mark 2.
You're Mark 2, I'm Mark 1.
Okay.
So what are we gonna do now?
Well, obviously, I'm gonna be grounded forever. But you gotta go make something for yourself.
I'm scared.
How could you be scared? You beat Terry the Terrible Tomlinson?
Yeah, I guess. He was a big loser. Remember when he stuffed me in that locker?
Yeah, you sat in there all school day.
I sat there for 3 whole school days. Remember the cops came looking for me and there was like the news and my mom was crying on the news begging for my release?
Classic.
Yeah, and then because I didn't have access to a bathroom, I had to like go on myself the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then because I was just like sitting in it, I ended up getting cholera. But then because of the cholera and the... and because of the cholera and like the dehydration, like I had to go to the ICU.
Well, sorry, give me a second.
Stay in character.
I'm trying. Well, the important part is that we made a name for ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's really what matters.
Yeah, people called me Sewer Boy Magoo, which isn't really creative, but I guess I just reek like fuck so bad because I sat in my poop for 3 days.
And scene.
So would you watch that movie?
No.
What do you mean? You don't want to know what happens?
I know what happens. He reeked like fuck for 3 days or whatever because he sat in his own poop and everyone called him Sewer Boy Magoo.
Which isn't very creative. You know, I feel like I'm really unlocking my screenwriting potential.
I think you are, and I think they're getting better than they were.
Yeah.
I did love Shrimp Temporal, though.
Is that your favorite so far, Shrimp Temporal?
It's not temporal, because I feel like that would be, like, funnier.
No, because...
I know the root. Don't lecture me on
it's
this.
It's my fucking movie, all
it's
right?
It's my...
And you said you'd watch it.
I would watch it.
And you said you'd watch it. You think Hans Zimmer would do the score?
I think he would be honored to do any of these.
So, yeah, that was just, like, my play on, like, a cool coming-of-age story. You know, that, you know...
I'm really proud of...
Thank you.
...your creative spirit.
I feel like... Nah, it doesn't matter.
No, tell me how you feel.
I feel like I like just writing the screenplays. You know what I mean?
You don't
it,
like
I like making
out?
You I like making you realize what it's about. It's my favorite part.
I can see that.
All right, you have a new segment I heard that I do not know about.
Well, you have been making me read lines from your screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked previously about how when I was a little girl, I used to write, were you about to yawn?
No.
Okay, just checking.
It wasn't.
I get really triggered when he yawns when I'm talking.
Now that you've said it, I think my body is like, I'm not doing
get
it.
It
I'm, not
out.
I'm not yawning. Good.
Okay, I was trying to, oh, Cameron did. Damn it. When I was a little girl, I used to write fictitious diary entries from the perspective of little girls my age experiencing American tragedies and triumphs. We've talked about the one.
Yeah, the Pearl Harbor one.
Yeah, I used to write from the perspective of a little girl whose dad was killed during the attacks on Pearl Harbor. I used to draw tiny pediatric-sized gas masks.
Do you ever get professional help for this?
What do you mean?
Like therapy or something?
No, I mean, I felt like it was like a healthy outlet to, I mean, I was probably like coping with the fact that my dad was doing war for a living and I probably didn't know at the time that this was like how my brain was working it out.
You know what? I was just trying to make fun of you there, but you actually had a pretty mature response to that. So I apologize.
Hey, thanks.
That's just the adventure that we lead every day.
So
did you write me a diary entry?
I did.
So I'm reading a fictional diary entry that I wrote.
Yeah. From the perspective of a little girl experiencing either an American tragedy or an American triumph or something in between.
What do we think, guys? Is it going to be a tragedy or a triumph?
Maybe both.
What do you think, Kim? I think I got to go tragedy. All right. Cameron went triumph.
What?
I just read the first line. All right. This is July 20th, 1969.
Nice.
Should I read it in a girl voice?
You should read it however you feel most comfortable.
Dear diary, I started my period today. Now I will deal with this for the foreseeable future. Yuck. Also, I just watched as astronauts landed on the moon. That shit looked fake as hell. Do the Russians even care? Or did we just waste a bunch of taxpayer money to watch two grown men play hopscotch on a movie set? I hate it here. Make it stop. That's pretty good. I like the character being a skeptical young lady.
How do you feel about the moon landing?
Are
you a skeptical young lady?
So.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty susceptible to propaganda.
We know.
As we know. So when I was a kid, I was like, if you don't believe.
Can we pause really quick?
Yeah.
He's so susceptible to propaganda that sometimes Cam and I will walk in on him watching videos of Ronald Reagan speeches.
Yeah.
Sometimes we watch him watch F-18 hype videos. Mm-hmm. What else have we walked in on you watching? One time you stood up and saluted the screen at an AMC movie theater because it was a National Guard commercial. Yeah,
the recruitment ad for the National Guard.
He had chill bumps.
I did have goosebumps, and it wasn't even like...
Goosebumps?
Yeah.
You don't call them chill bumps?
Nope.
Okay.
It wasn't even like, do you want to fly a fighter jet and like serve your country? It was like... You want to be a plumber and raise a family? I was like, yeah.
Hey.
So yeah, when I was a kid, I was like, if you don't believe in the moon landing, like you hate this country and I hate you.
Damn. Damn.
But on TikTok recently, I've been seeing some like ISS footage where people are kind of just like very clearly dangling by strings. And like there was one where this chick had her hair like flat, like as if they hairsprayed it like rigid. And the whole thing was like, they're not even trying to trick us anymore. But I don't know. I don't know. It's TikTok.
Was it like AI supposed to be, you know what I mean?
No, it was like.
Can I take my shoes off?
Sure. Take your shoes off. Get comfy.
All right. For all you feet freaks.
I don't know if they'll be able to see it.
Good.
So yeah, now I'm a little tiny skeptical.
Of?
All of it. Like even going to space.
The American government trying to tell us anything you're skeptical of?
Just not like even going to space. Just like being in space. Skeptical. I do believe they went to the moon because I saw that Mythbusters episode.
Do you think that the American government paid Mythbusters to do that? And maybe they have some sort of relationship with the Scripps Network family?
The thing is, the amount of people that would have to be in on faking it, eventually someone would leak it, right?
Is it declassified yet? Or is it not even
it's
like
It's not
that?
Even classified.
I think there's parts of it that, look, I don't believe it.
Well, have you seen that video of the guy trying to make Neil Armstrong swear on the Bible? Pull that up, Cam. Have you seen that?
Is this real?
Full real video. A dude brought a Bible to Neil Armstrong and said, put your hand on the Bible and swear that you went. And Neil didn't do it.
Nuh-uh.
Well, he probably didn't do it because that's a fucking annoying, that's a bitch move. You know what I mean? Like... Not
What's a bitch
of,
move?
Like,
not putting your hand on it or
no,
making
no, no, no,
somebody
no, no.
do that?
Coming up to him and being like, prove it. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
What would you do if you were Neil? Would you be like, I did it? Or what if he like just wasn't Christian, so he was like, this isn't even my creed of choice.
Yeah.
It says zero. Did you read that small print? It says Neil Armstrong refuses to swear he went to the moon.
Oh, I don't think the output's on the TV.
Okay.
Well, that's okay.
Either way, we can just...
Yeah, well
we know what's happening.
He brings him a Bible.
Okay.
He's like, swear on the Bible. And Neil is yelling at him a little bit, being like, this is disrespectful. And
he seems pissed.
He does seem pissed.
Is that?
And he doesn't do it.
Will Buzz Aldrin do it?
I don't know about the Buzz Aldrin one. What was the third guy's name?
Jim.
I think there was a third guy that was in the capsule but didn't step onto the moon. Is that true?
Jim. Yeah, I think that's true. It was probably Jim.
Probably Jim.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. Can we look it up? Third guy in the capsule who nobody knows now.
What's his name? I don't remember.
But it was probably Jim. Probably Jim.
Probably Jim.
Probably Jim. And
Michael Collins.
Fuck. Probably Jim, but definitely Michael. Oh, that's pretty good.
I don't know. I was taught to be skeptical as a child.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the technology for like green screens and stuff hadn't existed.
Not to the common man, but maybe to the American government. Just like Velcro.
Damn. We'll never know. What about snakes and Well, actually, you know what? Wait, what? Snakes in space?
You say snakes in
What's
space?
What's that?
There's like a thing. Like, hold on. I have to look it up. One of the astronauts swears there was like, he saw snakes on two trips.
One of the astronauts
he might have
swears
been tripping.
That he saw snakes.
He might have been tripping, but that's like another space.
That's hilarious. Well, isn't there the solar, like the reflective panels on the moon that like independent scientists have, like you can just go point a laser at the moon?
I don't think you're supposed to point a laser into the sky at all.
No, you can. It just can't be at a plane. I was in a plane when we got lasered. It was sick. Can I tell you about that?
Yeah, you can, but that's awful. Oh my God, I'm so sorry that happened. Franklin Story Musgrave reported seeing a snake-like, eel-shaped object on two separate missions. He described it as 7 to 8 feet long with internal waves that followed the spacecraft. Musgrave is the only astronaut to have flown on all 5 space shuttles.
He needs help. He needs psychological
help.
Wow. Feel bad for that guy and his family.
I believe Frank Musgrave.
Stand with Frank.
Like and subscribe if you... also believe Frank Musgrave.
Also like comment and like join the notification squad and smash that like button. Is that what inspired the Rick and Morty episode?
It
has to be. Okay. So I was flying this plane. I'm a pilot and I was flying with another guy and we got lasered. Like a laser pointer was coming and hitting
us
in the
eyes. Can you give people background on like why it's bad to do it?
Because you can't see.
But can you like... Until I met you, I didn't even know this was like a thing that happened.
It's a really easy thing to do. You can get any laser pointer and do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that hard. And it...
Do you know what I'm asking you to explain? I'm saying I don't think the common fella like me knows even like what this is.
What a laser pointer is?
No, I'm saying that they don't know that it like can reach an airplane window as pilots are...
That's what I was saying. That's what they're saying. Hurled any laser pointer.
Into
like
the sky.
Like even like a low-powered laser pointer, it could reach into the window and they could like distract you. Like goes across your eyes. You see it on your other pilot. Like it's like just like erratic light in the thing. You know what I mean?
And it makes... Like why is it so dangerous?
Because you can't see.
I know, but like there's autopilot and stuff. And like you guys put on blindfolds when you're training and stuff.
I guess it's just unsafe.
Do you know what I'm asking?
I don't think it's going to make you go blind. I'm sure it could. What are you asking?
I guess I mean, like, is it just, like, mildly distracting? Or is it, like...
It's mildly distracting.
Like...
It's mildly distracting. I don't think it would be catastrophic unless they had, like, laser precision, no pun intended, where it was directly into your eyeball the whole time. You know what I mean? But when I did it, the guy was harassing us for, like, 5 minutes, and it was just a mild distraction. You know what I mean?
Do you think it was, like, a little kid?
Yeah, probably. But that's what I'm saying, is anyone can do it, and that's why it's a common thing to do. All the kids know it. You get a laser pointer, you can put it on a plane... And it'll fuck them up. But what we did is immediately called the controller and said, hey, there's a guy pointing a laser pointer at us. And they said, where? And then we told them where.
Like
and
the coordinates?
Within like 1 minute, they had units, like police units on
That's
us.
That's what I'm
and
saying. I don't think people know that that happens. That like it is like an offense.
Oh, yeah. Because it's a huge thing that happens. You can do it. Like anyone knows that you can just do it, you know? And so it was awesome to dispatch units from the air and then see the cop cars go to that guy's house. It was
so you're a
awesome.
Snitch?
Yeah, I'm a snitch on a guy who's trying to burn
Make
my
you.
Retina.
That is okay. That's fair.
So,
fair.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. I like dispatching units, you know?
No. Karen.
Just like when the time is right.
What's the boy version of Karen?
I think that already exists. I think there's already a name for it.
What would you name it if there wasn't one already?
Probably Jim.
Probably Jim.
But definitely Michael.
Michael Collins, the third guy in the pod. Not our pod. The moon pod?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a guy that I want to talk about. Obviously, this was a... So today's September 11th. That's when we're filming this. So,
ooh, which can I tell you something?
Moment of silence. Yep, go ahead.
Sorry, I got excited.
You're interrupting the moment of silence. And there it was.
And there it was. Okay. I think I might be a little stupid because I was driving down the road and I saw a flag at half mast and I was like, we're really doing this for Charlie Kirk.
Right.
And then I remembered that today was 9/11.
Right. So obviously Charlie Kirk just got assassinated.
Are we calling it assassinated?
That's the definition of assassinated.
I think you have to be like...
It's for political reasons.
A political figurehead.
Mm-mm. It just has to be for political reasons.
Do we know that it was politically motivated?
I think it's fair to assume at this point.
Okay.
Which is a serious thing. This is a comedy podcast, but hey, you know what? Hot take. Don't kill people.
Don't kill people.
No matter who it is. So yeah, for this segment, I was Googling current events and boy, was it tough. So the first current event that I saw that wasn't the Charlie Kirk assassination was this next fella. And Cameron, if you go to the Slack link, there's some Instagram posts. You can just pull up that first one. This is a gentleman in Australia who is being investigated by Australia for his crimes.
By Australia? That's yeah. Vague.
I don't know exactly who's investigating him. But this is a gentleman who is wrestling crocodiles.
Is that an alligator or a crocodile?
It's a crocodile. Saltwater crocodile.
Wow.
Largest living species of reptile on Earth.
You know, Preston Canavan taught me that it's about snout width.
It is. This does look like an alligator, but I think it's important to...
This is a Sumatran saltwater crocodile.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Wow. Sorry for not listening.
And so this gentleman, who is a pretty jacked individual...
Smash.
Yeah, pretty hot guy. He's African-American, which I think is...
He's Australian.
Okay, fine. He's black.
I'm just saying he's not African-American.
You know what? I'm trying to be a good guy here.
Can he be African-Australian?
I guess he can. It's a hot black man. And that's awesome. Because you don't see a lot of black men wrestling alligators. That's like a... We know a comedian, actually, who talks about... who was that? Who does the joke about...
Eugene Torres.
Yeah, Eugene Torres does a... That's white people shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which he's Hispanic, but he did it too. Anyways, any race can wrestle alligators, okay? So right here, I watched this video earlier.
Crocodile.
Yeah. He says that he's not going to wrestle this crocodile because it's too big, right? And so Cameron, if you want to click on the next link, what he does is he goes and finds a baby one of these and wrestles it. Yes.
Why?
Because he's not as jacked as he looks, I guess.
I don't want to say, hey, don't pull that up.
No, it's not.
Please don't pull it up.
It's not graphic. He just picks it up and holds it. I promise.
I know, but like, this does not give me Steve Irwin. This
right.
is giving Jackass.
Steve Irwin's family is pretty pissed at him, and that's why he's getting investigated.
Good.
Look, he just holds, he's like.
I know, but like, is that even like the proper technique?
No. This guy's, he's about to go to jail.
Oh, I don't like how he's like choking him. And that little baby was just trying to like
I know.
Get mommy milky or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, I don't like this guy. I'm not defending him.
Do crocodiles have nipples?
No.
Okay, not.
So I think it's really cool to be.
That stressed me out. Don't show me that again.
Okay. I think it's really cool to get investigated for wrestling crocodiles. And then the first crocodile video is the biggest crocodile. And he stands up and goes, I'm not going to wrestle this one. And then the next video is him with a one that's 10 times smaller.
That's so sad. Do not pull up moose get hitting or whatever. Don't. As soon as I said, don't show me that, you feverishly started typing. I hate the moose getting hit
so
by
the
car.
So the See You Later podcast does not like this guy, the crocodile guy.
Hot take.
Because our mascot.
Ooh. Is what?
Is an alligator.
Why?
Why is our mascot an alligator?
Because
we live in Gainesville.
And why else?
Because See You Later, alligator.
I like the idea of an alligator on a scooter doing a tail whip, and he has a tail that
right.
can be like,
yeah.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. I love this logo. It's a good logo.
Thank you.
I've always wanted to have it like animated where he's like,
do it.
Bounce around in those.
Just
I've
do
tried.
It.
I've spent, Cameron knows, I've spent probably like 10 hours trying to animate this.
Have you really?
Yeah. And I was under the impression that like with enough like practice and like Googling, I could figure it out.
Googling?
I'm never going to be an animator. Fuck that. It's a nightmare.
So if anybody can animate our alligator on the scooter to scooter poot around, just let us know. That'd awesome. Be sick. Thank you. Is that what you're asking?
Oh, I wasn't. Asking. I wasn't, but yeah. I mean, if people know how to do it. I tried to get AI to do it. It's a fucking nightmare. Anyways.
How do you feel about the Phillies, Karen? Speaking of Karens.
Oh, yeah. Pull up that video. Phillies Karen.
This
I don't,
video makes
I don't
me sad
fully
too.
Know
I
what she does.
I only watch happy videos now.
That's smart of you.
Have you seen the happy videos I've been watching?
Yes. Allie watches videos. What is it, like CBS?
It's called like On the Road with Steve Hartman. I don't know. Is he from CBS?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But they're like so heartwarming, and it'll be like, this janitor at this high school has befriended the weightlifting team, and then they raised $22,000 to buy him a 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee. And it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
And he was like crying and like excited, and the kids were crying and excited. And I like the kindness aspect of it.
Girls do like to watch videos and cry about it.
I'm not like sad crying.
I know.
I'm just like, I'm happy with as much like fuck as you see on the internet. It's nice to be like, oh, like.
No, I agree.
Some people are good people.
Yeah, I agree.
This is really nice. What you got, Cameron?
Are you
serious?
I haven't seen it either. I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
Oh my god.
Play it.
So the Phillies are playing the Marlins. Phillies home run. Lady isn't able to catch the ball, and a man runs over and retrieves it.
And oh my god, he squared up to her. Okay, so the ball was on the ground. She didn't have the ball.
No, it was not in her possession.
He runs over and picks it up. And then she immediately goes over to him.
He doesn't square up. I think he's like, holy shit.
Yeah. And she's yelling at him saying like, give me the ball. And he's like, it was on the ground.
And he's like, I'm giving it to my kid.
And he has a kid. Yeah, he has a kid. And she takes it from the kid. And she literally has the Karen cut, which is.
Oh, no. And so then he's like, gives her the ball. And he's like, piss off. Yeah. And then look.
So the Phillies come back and they give him a swag bag. I think he gets a bat from a guy too, signed.
Okay, that's it. Aw. She got like fired from her job for being a bitch.
Honestly?
What did she? She did something. She was some sort of like administrator.
I don't know, honestly.
Look Here's it
the
up.
Thing is, I get the home run balls. It's too, there's too much rules around it.
Around what?
The home run balls.
Well, I mean like, you mean like, oh, the Yankees who are like, train them to throw it back.
Yes, or like you have to give it to a kid, or if you're a guy, you have to give it to your girl. Like, bitch, I want the ball. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about like when they're going up for it and you try?
No, like if I fully catch a home run ball.
No.
And there's a kid near me, I have to give it to the kid.
I think that's honorable.
I agree that it's honorable. I want the fucking ball. I better get some swag like that kid did. You know what I mean? I don't want to get fired from my job for not saying it's on the same level, but like if I pay for a ticket and I want to bring home a ball, I don't know. Am I a bad guy for that?
I think you are. I think that's in the same realm as like, you know, like when women toss the bouquet that's only for single women who are unmarried. Like, honestly, not a huge fan of that. I'm not going to do it at my wedding, but it's a whole thing. Like you wouldn't get in there and like shoulder check somebody because you're like, I want to catch that bouquet.
Hot take here. I think that's kind of cute to be like, no, I want to get married so bad. And like,
no. I'm saying like if a married woman or somebody, you know what I mean? Like it's,
oh yeah.
I'm saying the bouquet is for a specific person and it's like looked down on if somebody gets in on it that isn't supposed to be there. I think it's the same thing. People understand that if you're at a baseball game and then there's a ball that's thrown or hit and you catch it, it's just like the bouquet. Give it to the single woman who's unmarried,
but first
or
of all,
the child.
But here's the difference. Know. Here's the difference is that only single women should be in the crowd. They play all the single ladies. Every wedding I've been to, they go, all the single ladies. And then, so all the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. Put your hands up. And so the demographic of people that are even in catching range of the bouquet, they should all be unmarried. And I think similarly.
Okay, but imagine that it's a giant hard ball hurled at your head.
Similarly.
Let's see. What happened?
Okay, so a bouquet was tossed.
Hold on. I think it's gonna replay. This woman never expected to have to. Oh my god!
Oh, and the other chick just. Oh my god! They're not like fist fighting, but she's like grabbing her neck and pulling her around and shit, trying to get this bouquet from her. Holy shit! Job's not finished.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, there's a certain etiquette at these kinds of events.
I think that's surpassing the etiquette, but I do think it's funny and cute and. Nice and kind.
Oh, like it's a violation of.
Yeah, this is going too far.
Uh-huh.
But I do think that there's a certain level of like, I wanted it. You know what I mean? That's appropriate. You know?
So then you think that there was a level where that Karen at the Phillies game, where it was like, that was appropriate, that she was like,
no.
I really wanted that ball and it was closer to me initially than it was to you.
No, I'm not talking about that either.
Okay.
I'm talking about grown man catches a ball, He gets to do whatever he wants with the ball. He's in the crowd. He bought a ticket.
Do you think that it's... I don't know. I think there's something like kind of cool about where it's like...
Now, if I'm with my kid and I know that my kid likes baseball more than me, I can make the decision.
So if your kid... I mean, that might make him like baseball with you. And you might have a lifelong friend to go to baseball games with.
I already want it. Whatever. We got it. We can get off this. You know what I've been doing recently? I've been drinking milk. I drank 2 glasses of milk.
Gross.
I drank 2 glasses of milk in the last like 12 hours.
That's like pretty high sodium content too.
There's sodium in milk? I don't fucking know. I came here. I was going to apologize to you, cockhead. All right.
Wait, why are y'all fighting about this?
Because you're not drinking milk with dessert, are you?
Well, yes.
You used to have a big attitude about people who drink milk with dessert.
I did. Right. I had a little chocolate bar. I had a Tony's Chocolate Lonely little nugget chocolate. So yes, that's what started it.
Tony's Starkachoni what?
Tony's Chocolate Lonely.
Why is it called Chocolate Lonely?
I don't know.
That's sad.
So that's what started it. I had the chocolate and I was like, I could use some milk right now.
He said a tiny piece of it. He had half a bar. It was like, all right. They're half pound bars.
I come on this podcast and I get berated, I think, sometimes.
I'm sorry.
But then this morning I didn't have the chocolate and I was like, I could just go for another glass of milk and drink it. And I think I'm going to be a milk guy.
I don't know why it's weird to me when grown-ups drink milk like that.
It's like a milkshake, but different, you know?
Because it's just milk?
Yeah.
That's gross.
You
see, now he goes to the opposite.
Opposite what?
Like, now you're just drinking milk.
I know. I gotta stop having so many opinions, I think. I think it ruins my life.
Oh, my God. Cameron, I didn't tell you this. When I was on my way home today, somebody hard flipped me off for not stopping at a roundabout. Like, I just was like... What? Okay, so just for a little bit of background, we had a 3-week fight at one point, all three of us. I think it included two of your friends.
Yeah.
Maybe your dad got involved at one point.
He did.
You used to have really, really strong opinions about roundabouts. Do you want to share them?
I do.
Have you changed at all?
Not at all.
So it's not like
I've
the
seen
milk,
the Mythbusters episode.
Grown.
I know it's true. All right. They
what
did. They
myth
test?
Is there to bust about roundabouts?
Which one's faster?
Okay. Go ahead.
So I believe that if you're in a roundabout, you should drive at a speed that allows for people in other entrances of the roundabout to enter the roundabout. In other words, if you're in the roundabout, you do not have automatically the right of way. You should let people in to put as many people in the roundabout as possible.
I was not going fast in the roundabout. In the roundabout, I was literally going at like, it felt like a 7 to 10 mile crawl. Even being conscientious that this terrible old woman in the SUV was going to...
How long has she been there?
On Earth? Too long.
No, in the roundabout.
Oh. She was like stopped at it, which was also confusing to me because it's a yield. Like it's like a...
But did
like
she
a,
get there before you? Like,
she was sitting there at it like it was a 4-way stop.
Allie, did she get there before you?
Yeah, I guess she did, but she was like fully stopped. You don't fully stop at a roundabout. So I was like, okay.
Actually.
Okay, so some of them in our
neighborhood,
up and it says,
some of them in our neighborhoods do have stop signs.
They do not. Not the ones that I was at.
Some of them in the neighborhoods do have stop signs.
Not the roundabouts.
We're
not
going
the
right
roundabouts.
After this. I'm going to enter a picture of it right here. Put it right here. The picture of it goes right here. There definitely is a roundabout in this neighborhood that has a stop sign.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Where I was entering, there was not a stop sign. I was going into it, and a woman went full. She was like, had her mouth like
that's
this
crazy.
At me.
That's crazy.
And I was like, I literally was like this. And then I kind of like just kept going.
Did you like, did you know her personally?
No.
Did you do anything to wrong her?
I didn't follow her rules that are wrong.
I don't even know what she's arguing, you know?
She was arguing. I think she wanted me to stop before I got into the roundabout. But you don't stop.
Oh, was she in the circle?
She was like at the entrance. So it was like a three.
Yeah.
You know, And she was at the part where she was supposed to go in and she didn't. She just was stopped at it. So then I was like, I guess I'll do my thing.
Interesting. Yeah. She's senile and needs a.
And like, as I'm passing her, not letting her in because she was completely stopped.
Yeah.
I was like, the fuck?
Sorry, El Bozo.
You know? I was really, really upset.
Yeah.
And it kind of hurt my feelings because I was like, you know, like in those moments, you're like questioning, you're like, am I the bad guy? Am I wrong? And I was like, doing all the math, and I was like, no, she's just a bad person. I hate her.
Yep. I hate her too. Sorry. And if she's listening, stop.
Don't listen to this if you're that mean lady in that. No.
Wait, yeah, don't stop at the roundabout too.
Also, look up how roundabouts work.
Right.
And I hope she gets her license revoked.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry I was so passionate about that.
No, that's okay. I mean, you know, people are flipping you off on the road. You get to be passionate about it. I like to do the long honk. And I also like to do, when someone's driving too slow in the left lane, I like to get as close as I can to their rear bumper and then go a little bit to the left so that their mirror lines up directly with my eye. That's my favorite thing.
No, okay. He says this, but you are like actually the calmest driver I've ever been in the car with.
I'm 0 to 100.
I have been in cars with you for multiple years. I've seen you get mad twice.
Yeah.
And there are times where I'm even encouraging you to be mad because I'm like, that person just wronged you in the wild.
My favorite thing about driving with you and with you in the passenger seat is something, I'll be just driving and you'll go, what the fuck? I can't believe you just did that. And I'm like, what? What happened? Like, I don't even know.
About something you did?
No, I don't even know what you're yelling at. And you're like, you didn't see him? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just, you know what I mean? Like,
am I that passionate? And
Cameron does it too, where you guys are like noticing people like fucking up a little bit.
And I'm just like, I'm in my own head lane. On a swivel, aware of the
defensive driving. Hey, if you defensive driving, you're a pussy. Hot take. grow a pair. All right.
Cameron, any thoughts on that?
That angers me.
I also am angry. That's exactly. I don't even think there is offensive driving. There's just driving and defensive driving.
I grow up, you know. But the times that I do get mad, I get.
Are you an organ donor?
Yeah.
Good.
I don't want my organs. Too much milk.
Too much milk.
Too much milk and fortune cookies. Yeah, when I do get mad on the road, I go so far. I've had people come out of their cars and yell at me before.
What?
I was late to this thing. I was late to this function I had to go to where I had to wear a suit. And I get in my closet, and maybe my dog had eaten the shoes.
So what?
I had to go buy dress shoes while I was already late for this event, right? So I get back from I go to Walmart and pick out the cheapest, you know, pair of dress shoes I could. And I'm driving home, and this dude is in the right or in the left lane, and he's going 10 under. I'm like, 10 under anywhere is criminal, right? And you deserve the life sentence. But you can see that I'm in a rush, you know? And so I get, like, Blue Angels close to him.
Don't say Blue Angels close.
Like, I am, like, I could have like, spit my gum out onto his car. Like, I was close. You know what I mean? And the secret is you don't just stay right behind him. You turn a little bit to the left, and you just line up the mirror, and then you just stare at him. And you go... And I did that for, like... 10 miles and he gets to a stoplight and he gets out.
You did it for 10 miles?
Yes. And he gets to a stoplight and he gets out and he goes, what do you want, man?
Why did you sound like Will Smith in Fresh Prince when he's...
What do he want me, man?
That's a really sad scene.
It is, because he was sad. The guy in the car, I'm sure he was feeling the same emotions.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, you gotta go, dude. You gotta go. And then he got and went. It was effective, you know. I
don't like that. Don't do that again.
I know. Everyone tells me not to do it again, and I don't try to do it. But there's times
you
where
you do. That is, you have to be committed to the bit.
I agree that there's a risk, right?
A huge risk, especially in this day and age, in Florida, where just anybody can be carrying weaponry.
But the greater risk lies in appeasement.
You don't even know what that means.
Yes, I do.
And that probably is a Ronald Reagan quote.
It is.
Cannot. I can't do it anymore, y'all.
You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a line we will not let you cross. Something. I don't fucking know. So cut that. That was my Ronald Reagan.
I'm Ronald Reagan'd out.
I
all am right?
too. I don't even like Ronald Reagan that much as a guy. He's just a great speaker, you know?
He was an actor.
Yeah, great speaker.
Cool. All right.
What role would Ronald Reagan take? Like, if he was an actor today, what movie would you want to see him in? Friday. All right, next. Get it? Because he's racist?
Is he?
Ronald Reagan?
I don't know a ton about him. Is he?
Oh, famously, like.
Why would you watch his edits then? You're not allowed to watch any more edits.
I don't support him.
You're supporting him if you.
I'm supporting the YouTube videos that put together compilations of his speeches. They're good speeches. Like, I like Obama's speeches.
Okay, but Obama is not famously.
He drone striked a lot of people, right? Like, everyone has their shit. You take. Hey, separate the art from the artist. Give me their speeches. You know? I like the speeches.
You just looked up George W. Bush's paintings for the first time.
I didn't know that he painted that much.
He did. That's, I think, his way of processing his trauma. Because I think he maybe feels a little responsible for today, September 11th. What is this? Why are you doing that?
No freedom till we're equal.
All right. Damn 24 right, years ago. Where were you?
I wasn't even dreamt of 24 years ago.
You don't think your mom was like, I'd like to have two kids?
I don't think I don't think 1 year after having her first kid, she was like, let's run this shit back.
It wasn't 1 year after. You guys were two and a half years.
You're about two, right?
Almost 3 years apart.
I know, but... No, it was 18 months after Cameron was born.
I thought she wanted to have you guys be friends. And like, so she was like.
I don't know what she was thinking.
From the top.
I don't know. Maybe I was dreamt of. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. I just meant, like, I think your parents were intentional. Not with Cameron over there. He was a little quick to happen, but.
Sorry. Yeah, Cameron was a wedding baby. You ever do the math on your shit? What, did you line up with something?
Yeah.
What was it?
My parents' wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Yep.
Yuck. Gross.
They'd be, like, doing it and stuff. You ever think
I
about
don't
that?
Want to think about my deceased father.
You ever catch your dad?
No, I never caught my parents doing anything, and they were not super, like. I think I saw my parents be, like, lovey-dovey. Two times.
Oh, wow.
Which, thank you for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, no. Maybe that's bad. Maybe I should have seen them be more lovey-dovey, I would not be as like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Because I think sometimes you try to be like huggy and stuff, and I'm like,
mm-hmm. Sorry. Makes me feel like you hate me.
I don't hate you. I just was not given.
So we hold hands again?
When you hold my hand like this, it makes me uncomfy.
Don't hold my hand. This is what love looks like.
This is
look
what.
In the eyes.
Thanks for that, man.
Yeah. Are you excited to get married?
I'm excited to get married.
What are we going to do at our wedding? Are we going to have fun? This is a riveting podcast question.
We are going to have so much fun. It's going to be a blast. People are going to dance. We're going to have.
Are you going to make me dance? Like, obviously, I'm going to dance, right? But I don't want you to get everyone together and be like, look what he can do. He can dance.
You can dance.
I can't dance. You always say that.
Dance right now.
Stop. I'm going to make one up about you. I'm going to be like, she can solve a Rubik's Cube. Everyone get around and I'm going to give you a cube and be like, solve it, monkey. You know what I mean?
I can't solve it.
And I can't dance. That's the predicament.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
We've all seen you dance.
No one's seen me dance.
Okay. I have one last question because it's living in my head rent free.
Yep.
Unknown number.
Oh, shit. I forgot about unknown number.
How are you processing that? I'm not processing it well. I'm still very, very, very upset.
I am too. I think that if I were the director.
Feeding her tail.
She's
to bite.
Eating her own tail.
Come here, baby. Baby. Hey. Come here. Is that me?
Get up there. I think if I was the documentary like director, I would have handled it so much more differently.
Tell me how you would have handled
so,
it.
Spoiler alert for Unknown Number. I'm sure everyone's seen it at this point. But to summarize the whole thing, once again, spoiler. 13-year-old couple starts getting unknown number texts from like a fake phone number.
Like a WhatsApp kind of
like
thing.
A WhatsApp kind of like generated phone number. And it's like, your boyfriend fucking hates you. You don't give him what he wants. He wants to have sex. He wants blowjobs and stuff. And they're 13, you know? And they harass these couple for like, what was it, 2 years?
I think it was like almost 18 months, right?
Yeah, something like that. And like they end up breaking up, like all their friends end up like hating them and stuff. The cops get involved for like the whole time. Everyone's pissed about it, right?
Turns out the cops weren't involved the whole time, which they should have been. They could have been involved more. High school administrators first. And then it was like a really long time until they were like, what if we got the cyber division of the cops involved? Which,
well, no, that was the FBI. The guy who cracked it was the FBI.
Right, but they didn't get any cops involved until like really late. No.
Like 3 months after it started.
No. No.
It was like 11 months.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay, 11 months. Okay. Anyways, turns out to be the girl's mom was doing the texting the whole time.
Which is insane, and I'm not going to go over the text messages this woman sent to her daughter anonymously because they were nasty.
They were disgusting.
And they also sounded like just like a gross little kid wrote them.
Yeah.
What is she doing? this is Maybe's butt. Welcome. Sorry.
It was like, it was like, he wants to suck and fucking.
Okay, I said we weren't going to say it.
It's like, that's too much. You know what I mean? Like, class it up a little bit.
So she finally gets apprehended, right? And they seize all of her devices and they are able to nail down that she is the woman who did this. She has to serve some time in some Michigan facility, right? And then she gets out and she's like the star of this documentary, and her daughter, who, if that's my mom, I would have been like, nah, don't talk to me. But like, this girl was like, I still love my mom and I need my mom more than ever. And then they were like, what are you going to study when you go to college, little girl? Because you're headed to college now. And she was like, I'm going to study criminology. And I'm like, you're about to spend the next 4 years unpacking the fact that your mom is bananas.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Maybe. Sit.
And so the documentary handled it super weird because the mom had gotten out of prison and then started doing the documentary. And the questions that they were asking this mom were like too open-ended and too easy.
What do you mean by that?
It was like the questions were like, why did you do this? And she said like, I was just processing my own trauma and like other stuff like that. And then the documentary crew was just like, okay.
Well, I hated at one point, the producers were like, Kendra, the mom, Kendra Licari, she says to them as they're filming, she was like, you probably think I'm crazy, huh? And you hear them go, no. And I'm like, if that bitch would have asked me that while I was filming, I would have been like, you're insane. You're a bad guy.
Yeah.
Right.
It should have been like, why did you tell your daughter to kill herself?
They did.
Did you do this? What did you mean by sucking fucking finger and creamy?
Quit saying the stuff she said. It's so disturbing.
I want to know what she meant, you know?
I think it's like digital Munchausen's.
Yeah.
I think she is a sociopath. And I think it was honestly one of the worst moves they could have done to then put this woman on the grand stage of Netflix, because I think it only exacerbates the problem because she's like, I'm a star. What?
Yeah, but we all know about her now.
Yeah, but like there's a lot of bad guys that are now celebrated and have this like mark that they keep like profiting off of. Like Casey Anthony has a fucking TikTok now. And how do we feel about that, maybe?
Can we pull up a Casey Anthony TikTok?
Please pull up a Casey Anthony TikTok.
I'll look at it later.
No.
What does she do? Does she dance?
What did she do? She drowned her child and her mom and dad helped her cover it up.
TikTok.
I don't even know, because I'm not about to subscribe to that and give that woman any time and attention.
I got to see what's going on.
That was great.
Ratchet, bougie, what's happening?
Are you pretending to be Casey Anthony?
That's Casey Anthony
on TikTok?
Yeah. All right.
Did you have fun today?
I did have fun today.
I had fun today, too.
This is a good one.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, there will have been a winner.
Of the stand-up showdown?
Of the stand-up showdown.
Should we have him on?
Should we have him on?
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should.
Maybe not. We'll find out.
We'll figure it out. But until then, subscribe to our stuff. Watch our things. Please help us make this a real job, because... Oh, and smash that like button and become a member of the notification squad. Thank you so much. This has been See You Later. See you later.
Bye-bye.